Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 47th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, computer, tablet, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. It's nice to have you joining us, and I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for joining us. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each and every week. Well, I have it on good authority that today, or yesterday actually, was the day from the movie Back to the Future, October 21st, 2015. We'll talk a little bit about that today. So let's get started with our quote. I picked this up because I really appreciated what this had to say in terms of what's going on with our show today. A healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from others. Be a carrier. And this is by Tom Shepard. I wanted to just talk with you a little bit about some various different things, but again, the value of living in the present moment as a stress management tool. So Back to the Future actually tells us that we spend a lot of time in anticipating the future, anticipatory living. We say when this happens or as soon as this is finished or when I get my kids out of college, I'll be doing certain things. That really tells your nervous system that you're not in the present moment. And that can actually create a lot of stress. I also saw a great movie over the weekend, The Martian, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that as well. So we're going to bring in some Hollywood, some Back to the Future, and a couple of events that happened today that reminded me that it is better to be in the present moment than not. Okay? All right. So let's start. First of all, what is the present moment? And the name of the show is Where No Man or Woman Has Gone Before. In Star Trek Generation, that was kind of the intro to the show, Where No Man Has Gone Before. And in the movie The Martian, Matt Damon kept saying, well, I'm doing this. No man has come before me here. No man has come before me here. In kind of this exploratory, very present, very grounded point of view, and he was true, no man had walked on Mars before in the movie, as far as the movie goes. However, I'd like to introduce you to the thought that we are constantly moving, and each and every single one of us is in a position where no man has gone before. Sorry about the phone. I apologize. We are in a position where no man has gone before. And I'd like to just give you a little broader perspective of that. since we're doing a little bit of space talk and a little bit of Back to the Future and time travel and Martian and all of that, I'd like to introduce you to a concept that I ran across not too long ago. And you can Google this on YouTube, and it's the helical model of our solar system, H-E-L-I-C-A-L, model of our solar system. And if you watch it, it's very interesting. It used to be that when I grew up and we did science fairs and things like that, we thought the solar system stayed in a static place in space and that the sun stayed still and the planets actually revolved around it. And I must admit, until I was in my older years, that was my mental model of the universe. And then someone introduced me to this helical model of the solar system. And once I saw it, it made a tremendous amount of sense, a tremendous amount of sense. And what it says is our solar system is actually a vortex, and the sun is a comet. And that answered a question I'd had for a very long time. Is our sun actually a comet? Just like there are other comets in space that we see, or other suns that we see as stars, they're actually all comets, and they're actually all moving through space, and our universe is actually expanding. So they claim that our solar system moves through space at 70,000 kilometers per hour. In miles, which is where I'm used to thinking, I did a conversion, it's about 43,496 miles per hour. So let's just say 43,000 miles per hour. We're moving through space. So by the time this show's in, we will be 22,000 miles from where we were when the show started. Let me let that sink in just a minute. My show's a half hour. At the end of this half hour, we will have moved through space approximately 22,000 miles from where we were at the start of the show. Now, let's put this in context just a little bit. This means that we are moving through space where no man or no woman has gone before. Isn't that interesting? We are moving through a space where no man or no woman has gone before. And if we think of something and hold on to the past that was even 10 years in the past, don't quote me on the math because I haven't done it, but that's probably a trillion miles distant from where we are right now. So what does that call us to do? We are spending a lot of energy to reach trillions of miles in the past and hold that spot as if it has any relevance to where we are today. No wonder we're so tired and we're so stressed. If we're hauling around all of this past with us, and it's trillions of miles distant, it's a lot of energy to do that. So as I'm watching the movie The Martian, and he says, I'm going where no man has gone before, I'm walking where no man has walked before, I'm thinking, well, we're doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing. We are going where we have never been before. And that's where the value of the present moment brings us. So to put this in relative terms to living in the present moment, I was traveling with a friend of mine, and we were in a town that was 90 miles away from us, and it was raining, and it was kind of gloomy and things like that. And we had finished up doing the business we were doing, and we were driving on the surface streets, not on the interstate to come home yet. We were driving on the surface street. And she had a green light in front of her. and somebody ran the red light. And we missed T-boning them by less than an inch. She slammed on her brakes. He's right in front of us. He sees us. He slams on his brakes. So, of course, now we're really going to hit him. But she swerves her car at the last minute. And by less than an inch, we avoided an accident. Okay? So she pulls back to the side of the road, and she's shaking. And because we were going probably 35 miles an hour, we had a green light. And green means go, right? However, the person that was running the red was not aware that he was running a red. And it was a little green car of some kind. It looked almost like a Prius, but not. At any rate, it took her a minute. It took her a minute to get geared together. And I noticed I had slammed my foot as if I had a brake. And we both did the mom arm. I was reaching over to keep her in her seat, and she was reaching over to keep me in my seat. And then I grabbed for the coffee so it wouldn't spill everywhere when we collided. See, I was already at the point where we were going to hit that car because he had stopped right in front of us. And we sat there and we got into the present moment and we did some belly breathing and we did the things that I knew how to do to get us in the present moment. And she finally calmed down. Her heart rate got back down to normal. And she said, okay, I'm present with you. And then we continued on our way. Well, about 3 miles further down, again, we have a green light. We're good to go, except the car in our lane is not moving. And his rear lights aren't showing that he stopped, but he's not moving. So she has to slam on her brakes again. And we missed him, again, by less than a foot. Okay? So she was driving very present moment. These other two drivers weren't. But we avoided two near misses because we got back into the... So what I noticed that we were doing was we kept talking about, oh my gosh, do you know what would have happened had we hit that car broadside? Do you know what? And we kept creating drama from an accident we had totally avoided. And finally I said, oh my gosh, look what we're doing. We're creating a lot of drama and trauma. Our mind doesn't know the difference between something imagined and something real. Let's come back into the present moment. Let's stop telling ourselves stories about what might have happened. What actually happened is, you were present moment enough and alert enough to avoid the accidents. Isn't that wonderful? So now as I was getting ready for the show, I realized too that it took us about half hour, maybe 45 minutes, before we got into a calmer, more present moment state. By this time, we're 23,000 miles from where those near misses had occurred. And yet we were still acting as if those near misses had actually created an accident. And it hadn't. And then once we got on the interstate, we saw where there actually had been an accident. And there was cars overturned and everything like that. The weather wasn't snowy, but it was rainy. So we were very cautious, and she drove. I told her I'm going to start calling her Mario Andretti. But it was so interesting because our inclination was to act as if the accidents had happened instead of being grateful. And it took us about a half hour, and then on the way home, we're grateful that we avoided the accident. We're grateful that this was okay. We're grateful that the driver in the other car was okay. We're great. And we just started doing gratitude. And that shifted the whole energy of leaving that accident in the past where it belonged. And now it is over 100,000 miles in the past. And I'm leaving it there. We're coming up on a commercial break. Thank you for hanging in. I did have a little technical difficulty where I was disconnected from the call. Remember, please, that the audio that's with the Calm Moms Report is no longer available, and I wanted to thank the two new people that signed up for the Calm Moms free report. I hope you like it. We'll be back in just a minute.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you very much for staying with us through technical difficulties and commercials. I really appreciate it. So today we're doing a little bit of a Star Wars, Star Trek, Back to the Future, and Martian dynamic of being in the present moment. It's fascinating as I look back on some of the things. The boys and I watched a lot of Star Trek when they were younger. We certainly watched a lot of Star Wars. And back when I was growing up, there was a TV show called My Favorite Martian. And so to go to the movie The Martian and see how different it is was really an intriguing idea. I mean, of course, a lot of this is extrapolated from having had spacecraft go by and take pictures of Mars and things like that. However, it's amazing how some predictions have come true. For instance, if we look at the movie Back to the Future, how many things did they actually get right as to what would be everyday occurrences here? Well, Marty had a hoverboard, and we're close to that, although it's not perfected, and it can't be used on anything other than a smooth surface, but we do have something close to the hoverboard. We do have drones. We do have hands-free video. We actually have 3D glasses and 3D movies now. And self-tying shoes. Now, in the movie, it was depicted a little bit differently, but in my perspective, self-tying shoes are Velcro. I don't have to tie my shoes. I just have to get them close together. And they seem to join in themselves and be very happy doing so. So we're coming close. And so Back to the Future got a number of things correct. And it's interesting. If we go back, way back into Star Trek, the transponders, the phones that they used, are early versions of our flip phones for our cell phones. And a lot of drama was created with William Shatner as Captain Kirk overacting. He's been accused of overacting ever since that show came out. So drama was created with overacting. The one thing that Star Trek has wrong that we don't have right now is being able to transport people through time and space. However, we can do that somewhat with our mind. Like I said, you have the vision of the mind that created Back to the Future, and although we don't have the car and the machine that takes us into time travel yet. We did come close with the hoverboard, the drones, the hand-free video, the 3D glasses, the shoes that tie themselves. They just have a little bit different form, and they aren't quite perfected yet. So somebody did kind of open up a window, glimpsed through it, and saw some things that were possible. Star Trek did the same thing with the communication devices that they had that looked like our early versions of flip phones and things like that. So we do have time travel in a sense in the imagination and in reviewing past events and anticipating the future. We just don't have the ability to move our bodies in that way. And as always, when we've done some traveling and gone into different places with our mind, it's always good to come back and ground yourself. And I'm teaching a guided imagery class here at the local college. And one of the things I hear from the students is they're not sure what the present moment is. I talk about it being one of the four self-healing skills. And their questions are, you know, what is it? What is it? What does it feel like? How do you know you're in it? And those types of questions. And the answer is pretty simple. The present moment is actually the present moment. And as I'm talking about it, we've had multiple present moments come and gone because we move through them very quickly. The stress comes when we try to take something that is fluid and fleeting in nature and try to make it permanent. So I'll go back to this example. I've used it before in a couple of different contexts. If I put water, which is very fluid and flows and can be contained and moves and doesn't have shape necessarily of its own, it relies on a container to give it shape. If we use water as kind of our metaphor, if I have a glass of water and I have it on the counter and I'm not doing anything with it, there's slight evaporation, but it really doesn't require any energy. I'm not having to heat it up or keep it cold. No energy. That glass of water pretty much stays the glass of water. However, if I want to freeze it in time and make it memorable, now I have to put it in either a refrigerator to keep it cold or in a freezer to freeze it so that it doesn't move, so that it's immobile. How much energy does it take to have a glass of water on the counter? Nothing. How much energy does it take to keep a glass of water cold? It requires a little bit more energy. How much energy does it require to freeze? It requires a lot more energy. And then that energy has to be consistently applied to keep it in the solid state. So when I talk a lot about the present moment in classes and with other people, it's how much are you freezing energy? Are you shipping into the past, trillions of miles? How much energy are you sending into the future instead of being here and now, which requires very little energy? And much more is available to you because you're much less stressed. A couple of sessions ago, we talked about the mind and the mind being a little bit more creative when it's tired and having a little bit more energy during certain times of the day and those types of things in the brain, all of that. If we're in our present moment state, the brain is functioning. It is keeping you alert. It is keeping She was very present moment. And she avoided accidents by being aware and present moment, and her system was available to slam on her brakes and avoid hitting these cars. And it's interesting, I heard in a radio talk on the way back that for every $1 that is spent on prevention, we save about $3 in our health care. Well, for every dollar that you spend in the present moment, you save tremendous amounts of energetic currency on the backside because being in the present moment doesn't require much energy. Going into the past or future or what might have happened or what could have happened or what didn't happen, or what could happen next does cost you a tremendous amount of energy. So even though this quote is a little bit off the topic today, I just thought this was really nice. This is from Mother Teresa, and I sat with this before I started the show. And she says, I found the paradox. If you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. Well, let's apply this a little bit to the present moment. If you're in the present moment, there's no pain, there's no hurt, there's no anticipation, there's no worry, there's no regret. There is just you in the present moment, the fullness, the richness, the wonderfulness of you. And I can't think of a better stress management tool than that. So what tool can I use every day that I would not like to be without? Living in the present moment. And because we are a little bit more in space and Star Wars, I'm going to do the Yoda quote. There is no try. There is only do or do not. And what am I going to do for fun? I'm going to get my grandson again this weekend, and we're going to go have a great time. That's all for today's show. I'm going to go plan on doing some things with my grandson. I encourage you to email in at info@makingshifthappen.com with any questions you might have, any topics you might like discussed, and anything that you would like for me to explain in a little bit greater detail. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving us a review. It helps other people discover us and get better seen in iTunes and on Stitcher. I'd like to thank everyone who has signed up for my free report. And I'd like to let you know that all of these shows are in my blog on my website, www.makingshiftshappen.com. That's all for today's show. Thank you for joining me, and I can't think of a tagline. Beam me up, Scotty. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.